We've all heard the postal carrier's motto in one form or another in the past. You can probably quote it with me here. Neither rain nor snow nor sleet nor hail shall keep the postmen from their appointed rounds. Maybe that was this morning when you were coming out. It was a little rainy, a little sleety. According to history and writings there, that the original sayings was spoken about 2,500 years ago by the Greek historian Herodias. He actually said, "Neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these courageous couriers from their swift completion of their appointed rounds." It was attributed to the, said that between the war between the Greeks and the Persians about 500 B.C., and it was in reference to the Persian-mounted postal carriers whom he observed with high regard and held in high esteem. According to the United States Postal Service, they have no such slogan. But the reason it's been identified with the U.S. Postal Service is because back in 1896 and 97, when the New York City General Post Office was being designed, a gentleman by the name of Michael Kendall, an employee of the architectural firm of McKim, Mead, and White, came up with the idea of engraving Herodias' saying around the outside of the building. And from that time forward, the saying has kind of been associated with the United States postal carriers. Today, it sounds very familiar to a section of scripture that I want to look at this morning in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, if you would turn there with me. If you were with us and during the Sunday school time, we looked at 1 Corinthians as well, but we looked at 13, move on a couple chapters forward here to chapter 15, and how Paul affirms his priority when he sets out to share these things with the Corinthian church. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which ye have also received, wherewith I stand, by which ye are also saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye believed in vain. For I have delivered unto you first of all, which also I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. And he was first seen of Cephas, then of the 12, and after that he was seen about a 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain until this present, but some have fallen asleep. And after that he was seen of James, and then all the apostles. And last of all he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. For I am become the least of the apostles, and I am not need to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And by his grace, which he bestowed upon me, and it was not vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet I, but by the grace of God, which was in me." He delivered it to him first of all, the importance. You know, we come today around this Lord's table. Is it of first importance to us? Could we say, like the postman, "Neither rain nor snow nor sleet nor hail has kept a Christian from their appointed time around the Lord's table"? Dear Father in heaven, what a privilege it is, Lord, to, even as Paul reminded the Corinthian church there, and a great reminder to us today, that Christ died for our sins. But then again, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day. And as he shared this with his disciples around the table, and as the early church seen fit to put this into practice, and so do we as we continue today to remember your Son upon the first day of the week, remembering the emblems that are set before us, that the bread represents his broken body that was shed there and spilled and torn apart with the whip and the scourge there, Lord, on Calvary, and the fruit of the vine representing your blood which poured out on our behalf. And as we partake of these emblems today, Lord, and this ought to be something that is first and foremost in our life and our plans for each week to come and to meet you around your table. We're so thankful for this time, and we pray that it's a blessing to us and it would stir us on to be better servants of yours in the future. For your Son's name we pray.